The Indians at home taking on the Astros. Cleveland looking to snap a two-game skid. We pick up the action with the Indians leading it 3-0 in the fourth. Evan Gattis at the dish facing Trevor Bauer.
Gattis lifts one to deep center. Back is Lonnie, and it is gone. That is a monster shot by Evan Gattis. A two-run homer makes it a one-run game.
Five of the six Indian hits have gone the opposite way.
And it gets by Correa. Santana scores. Here comes Lindor. He'll score two. Brantley drives in a pair, and it's 5-2 Cleveland.
Bregman, the third baseman, near the bag, so the whole left side of the infield wide open.
Santana rifles it down the right field line. That'll score two. Carlos headed for second. Aoki's thrown nowhere near in time. Carlos Santana continues his tear with runners in scoring position, and it extends the Indians' lead once again to three runs at 7-4.
Now they've got an error and a 30-foot single. And Marwin Gonzalez, and he ropes one to the gap. This is trouble. This is going to get two home. And once again, it's a one-run game.
Extra out in the inning.
Marwin, Cody Allen, he's 3-for-3 in save situations. Cody's 2-2.
Weakly tap to Lindor. Throw over, got him. Cody preserves the one-run lead. 16,000 on their feet here with two down in the ninth. Swung out and missed. He struck him out to end the ball game. Cody Allen with a four-out save, and the Indians even the series at a game apiece with a thrilling 7-6 win over the Astros.
The Indians snap a two-game skid, winning it 7-6. Michael Brantley, two hits and three RBIs, extending his hitting streak to 10 games. Jose Altuve missed the game for Houston after that collision with his teammate in Tuesday's game. Twos were wild for Carlos Santana, two hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. The Indians snap a two-game skid, defeating the Astros. Manager Terry Francona spoke after the game.
I mean, the way the game was breaking down, me and Mick talked before the inning, and if we got to Reddick, we needed to have Cody ready. And fortunately, he got out of it and then held him because, man, they keep coming at you. I mean, I think there's a lot of qualities about both teams that are kind of similar. You know, fortunately, we answered a couple times because they weren't going to quit playing. You know, early, we did a real good job early, a lot of times before guys can settle in. And then he really went to that breaking ball, and it's a good one. It's one of the better ones. Carlos had a couple, you know, had a couple really good at bats. That the double, the to score the two, that was huge for us. I mean, they're a really good team. They run some guys out there in their bullpen that, you know, they can be a handful. You saw in the end, I mean, not just his ability to, you know, to have good stuff and pitch, but his competitiveness. I mean, he reached back for some pretty good stuff there, and he needed it. They made him work really hard. That was fun to watch. That's a fun game to watch. It was two good teams playing.
With Brantley, it seemed like the question was, like, even if he was able to get himself back on the field this season, how much power would be there with the lead shoulder? The consistency of the quality contact is really stood out.
I agree. We were talking about before the game, you know, like getting him back in name is one thing, but getting him back as the player he was, that's pretty impressive on his part. And I think the more repetition he gets, you're starting to see him get some timing, and that's good.
He still, I mean, it doesn't look like he tries to do too much, just like before on the single. I mean, the two-run single, it just...
He's got a really good idea what he's doing. I mean, when there's a runner on third with less than two outs, you very rarely see him pull off. You know, he can shoot the ball the other way. And then if they, you know, when they start, they oftentimes pitch you backwards because there's a run scoring position. But he's on time because he's probably thinking the other way more so than even on a normal at bat.
Michael Brantley with two hits and three RBIs. He extends his hitting streak to 10 games. He spoke to the media after the game.
I always pay attention of kind of, you know, where they're shifting or, you know, what they're trying to do, because usually that's going to kind of tell you how they're going to kind of pitch you or attack you. So I do take a glance out there. I pay attention, but then, you know, kind of get focused to the bat. Well, that's the approach you want to take. I mean, he has a very good breaking ball, like you said. I mean, it's a plus breaking ball. It's one of the best breaking balls you're going to see all year. You know, you're just trying to stay on it. You know, you can roll them over with the best of them, especially when they're that good. So if you can stay on it and try to drive the other way, you're going to have better success. It's always important to play out in front. You know, Houston's a great team. We know that. We know that going into this series. They're a big league ball club. It was a hard-fought battle all the way through, all the way to the ninth inning. It's going to be an intense game. Look forward to doing it again tomorrow.
Trevor Bauer gets the victory, allowing four runs and six innings of work while striking out eight.
Yeah, it's dangerous offense. So it's always nice to have a little cushion, especially getting up early in, you know, the first like that. It's a lot easier to pitch from ahead than it is even or behind. It's just high risk, high reward. You got a lot of guys that hit the ball out of the park. So just kind of make sure and execute pitches, and then even when you do execute pitches, they get hit out of the park sometimes too. Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's a one-run game, so you got dangerous guys coming up. Gattis had hit a homer off me earlier. Bregman's obviously very dangerous, so keep executing pitches. I mean, I'm not going to quit when something goes out of the yard.
The series against the Astros concludes on Thursday. Corey Kluber on the hill up against Mike Fiers.